With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Back! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh my goodness!
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, buddy, at 5 o'clock, just a minute away or so, it is Dukes and Bell, Randy McMichael, Georgia Bulldog for life. Dog for life, Joe!
And that's
he's
right.
Also a former Miami Dolphin filling in today for Carl Dukes, who's stuffing his face with hot dogs up in Chicago.
Taking facials and selfies and all that.
Why does facials?
Why does he put the camera so like close to his face?
His arms are slightly longer than mine.
That's him and AT right there. It's like all up in the face. At least you...
I try to. I reach out with my T-Rex-like arms when I do the selfie. Yeah. Randy has a major problem with selfies and people coming to his house. You'll learn more about Randy this hour. Also, guys, we've got passes for you to be able to watch, and it's a great prize package from Showtime, the Mayweather-McGregor fight. We got some T-shirts for you, boxing posters, the whole shebang, but more importantly, a $250 gift card from Showtime so you can order the fight. Yeah, we'll give that away this hour right here, man.
I can't wait, man. Yeah, got to get ready to call in.
Stay tuned for that. Also, Randy and Mike break down Game of Thrones now that the 72-hour rule has passed, the most recent episode. It's all right here on a very special Dukes and Bell. But right now, the Falcon Report brought to you by our buddies over at Domino's. They were practicing earlier. Actually, it was later by Falcon standards. 2 o'clock practice today. Question I have for you, big boy. Is it important that we see Tack McKinley? I mean, as a rookie, I mean, are you worried we don't see him this week? What about next week? Does it matter?
No. I mean, of course it matters. You want to see him get some kind of reps in before the season actually starts. Mm-hmm. But I don't see a rush to put him out there. It's a rush because we want to see him.
Right.
We want to see him so bad. We want
to
see
a Christmas present.
We want to see how he's going to get in the field, how he's going to do. But if they hold him out for one more week, which I don't understand why, especially when he's cleared. I understand why you don't put Julio out there or put Devontae or somebody like that out there, but you want to see this young guy go. And it's going to be easy at first. We don't want you reading nothing.
Get him.
That guy right there with the foot, go get him.
Because that was a number they had in their head. And then, of course, we saw him participate. And we don't have the word yet from Quinn if he was a full participant. Nearly 100% of the practice. That sure sounds like he's ready to rock. Oh, by the way, it's 5 o'clock. I forgot to say, we start every hour of the show by saying,
hey man!
And hope you guys are having a great day. I can empathize with guys stuck in traffic and girls stuck in the traffic right now. I drove up this morning, 85 to 400, get the car worked on, and I scheduled an oil change for 8:30 this morning.
And everybody is on you because you scheduled,
one guy. Everybody else agreed with me that's the way to go if you're going to
a dealership. No, somebody told you do it yourself.
Yeah. How am I going to do that in a high rise? You there's nowhere to put the oil. What am I going to do? I'm going to go, that'll look great in Midtown. You won't get a ticket or anything. I'm just saying, what are you doing? I'm just disposing of used oil right here in the sewer system. You know, I'll throw a baby alligator down there while I'm at it. No, you live in a high rise. And look, I'm a car guy. I don't have a garage. I take it to the show. Oh, you know, why am I explaining this?
I mean, because
the point is
because you're in your feelings and feeling a certain type of way about it.
Just one dude who's like, well, I can't believe you scheduled an appointment. Because no matter what we do in this business, someone's got a snarky, wise ass comment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. You've been doing this so long, but yet you're frustrated by it.
It just irked me. My car is my baby. I love the car more than my wife. You guys know this. But anyway, the point I was getting to is, how do you guys do this every day? I was in traffic. It took me an hour to get up to Mansell Road from Midtown.
Yeah.
Traffic was insane. People putting makeup on, girls too. And then you've got people drinking coffee, not paying attention, guys on their phone, texting. It's a madhouse.
It's a bad that and... You don't have kids, so you're not experienced this because you live in a high rise. But us out in the suburbs have to deal with the school buses. Why is it that one mama that just won't put her baby on the school bus and hold everything up? Get a baby a kiss and let him go. All right.
Right on.
All right, you should have licked the fingers and cleaned out his eyes at the house. I mean,
I'm with you, brother.
I had a moment this morning too.
Right. Like, well, what happened?
That right there, the school bus thing. Like, can you put this child on your school bus so I can go?
So did you tell her? Did you say something?
Of course I didn't do that. I'm a nice person.
You know what? Yeah, but you see, this thing, you harbor all these feelings. You just told, a couple hundred thousand people on the radio about it. You just told her. Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she needs this education for you to tell her to not.
It's
lady, get the kid on the bus.
Lady.
All right.
All right. It's the same one.
Well, you know, she definitely should have gone all in.
She'll be there Monday morning, too, doing the same thing.
I've got no inner filter. I just immediately go from, you know, zero to outrage. Anyway, Randy is in today for Carl. That's how we started the show, talking about how you guys deal with traffic. And a bunch of guys are texting in right now, and apparently it's not much better on the ride home this afternoon. Falcons at practice today. Dan Quinn needs to see Brian Hill do a little bit better job of hitting the hole. Dan Quinn's own words, Randy. Don't need that pitter-patter, right, with his own blocking scheme. It's one cut and up the field.
That's what it's about, man. And that's why so many backs succeed in this run game. I mean, in this system. You saw what they did in Denver with all the – 1,000-yard rushes coming through there. It is a scheme where you just read the block. It's so easy. I don't want to ever say anything's easy in the NFL, right, but it's just all about just the steps that you take. Everybody's in unison. We're going right. We're going to the right. Everybody steps with their right foot first. We're going left. Everybody steps with their left foot first. And that's how in the back you find a hole and cut.
It's funny because Leonard Fournette said it's pretty easy so far, and Duke Riley also said it's pretty easy so far. Then Derek Henry said, oh, yeah, compared to the SEC, this NFL is pretty easy.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait.
I'm paraphrasing. They're talking about the speed.
No, the thing about it is Leonard Fournette, okay, you're going against fours. New England didn't dress 40 players, all right? Okay. Didn't dress 40. Right. You're not being game planned for. All right, let's just wait and see. Now, there are some special players who they make it look easy. Duke Riley. Wait till they start game planning. Wait till you have to read more than just a run coming directly at you before you talk about something's easy. And I'll leave it at that. Because the game is – sometimes the game is easier for more others because it's how fast can you pick it up.
Well, I mean, Leonard Fournette looks like a guy – what you saw in college – again, you're going up against elite athletes in the SEC. If a guy can, you know, run over people – you're not running over people necessarily in the NFL. I mean, no. Sometimes you're going to be the nail, not the hammer.
Of course.
But he's certainly a freak of an athlete.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they brought him in there to be that guy.
Right.
They brought him in there to carry it 25 times a game.
And then you got Duke Riley, who we had on the show the other day. And he was – you know, again, he wasn't saying it like in a braggadocious way. He was just saying, like, there's things that I expect. And again, being buddies with a couple of guys from LSU on the team does make it a little easier.
Of course. And the thing about it is when I looked at him play, hey, the guy has a nose for the ball. But he did get caught up in the wash a couple of times. He couldn't get off blocks. Now, you were talking about people game planning. It gets a little harder. I always tell people this is when I figured the game out was when it slowed down. Mm-hmm. And everything is in slow motion. You're actually, like, when you're out there on the field, ball's being thrown, it's in slow motion. You don't hear anything. That's when you master this game.
It's a Falcon Report, guys, with Randy in for Carl today, and it's brought to you by our buddies at Domino's. Domino's fed us early on Monday, and we went bananas, and now we're kind of wishing they'd bring this stuff every day. Domino's new handmade buttery-tasting bread twist. Three delicious flavors, Parmesan, garlic, and cinnamon. These things are money, guys, and they are delish. Order any two or more of the Domino's new bread twist or medium two-topping pizzas for $5.99 each. Earlier in the 4 o'clock hour before Dr. Oz rolled in, that Dr. Oz, we'll explain later, we were talking about Julio Jones and the idea of Julio getting more trips in the red zone. And but you're saying, and we all agree, let's get him the rock. And why don't they throw at the high point, the fade, whatever you want to call it? Why don't they do that?
I don't know. I honestly don't. You remember,
why didn't Shanahan do it? Maybe Shark
you remember the Tampa game? You remember why not? Give him a shot, all right? Because I'm thinking – And I know I'm right about this. Mm-hmm. All the top receivers, when you're inside at least the 10,
right,
they all get once. If they throw the ball, they all get that shot at the fade. Dez gets it. Mike Evans gets it. AJ gets it. They all get that one shot. Julio doesn't get that all the time.
Which kind of makes you scratch your head. The question I asked Randy earlier for guys that missed it, because we have such balance, better balance than anybody in the NFL, Matt's MVP season, 13 guys get a touchdown. Does it change the dynamic if you're trying to force touches to Julio? It doesn't matter to you in your mind with Sarkisian as the play caller?
You don't want to force it, but that's what I'm saying. Don't just try to force it to him. Game plan for it. But at the same time, give him a shot. I still think they're going to spread the ball out as far as amongst the skill position players. But, Julio's your horse. All right? Yes, you force it to him. If he's covered, throw it in anyways because he's that guy.
You know, I said it the other day. I mean, you might have been working with me the day I said it. I thought, I think maybe Sanu, we could have 2,000-yard receivers. And the more I look at it, it's not happening.
No,
I mean, Mike said something stupid, not the first time. But no, when you just look at it, it would require this team. I mean, shoot, you have to go 15-1 or something if both these guys can have 1,000-yard
receivers. Yeah, no, I don't see Mohamed Sanu getting that because of the way they utilize him.
Correct.
And that's the thing about it. Julio's going to get his 90 to 95 receptions. Mm-hmm. Muhammad will be there right around 60, 65. I think Hoop will be somewhere around 50. And then, I think Devontae will be somewhere around 50, these guys. But, Julio is your horse, all right?
How about
getting the ball?
Taylor Gabriel, over-under for touchdowns for Taylor Gabriel.
I think he's going to have about five.
Okay. Similar to what he did last. Okay. Yeah. The Falcons' offensive line, and that's the big question. we need some help. Sean Harlow is not exactly the guy.
He's not ready yet.
I thought he was going to compete for the guard job. No. Explain why not.
Because he just, to me, the transition, and he did play guard at Oregon State, but his last year he played tackle. He's just not there yet physically. It just seems like he was just getting blown off the ball. Ben, now I'm not saying Ben was spectacular,
right?
But he was better than Wes.
I think Ben gets a job.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I think Ben, when we first heard about this competition, I said, I think Wes will get the job. But after looking at the game,
right,
it looks like it's Ben's job to lose.
Ben Garland has just got that nastiness too. Don't you want that? I mean, we don't know as much about Schweitzer because we've seen Ben Garland play both sides of the ball,
mm-hmm.
and he's just got that. He looks the part. Schweitzer does too.
Yeah, but I mean, once again, watching the game again, I watched it twice already. Mm-hmm. Just looking at just how they. Going one-on-one with their man. I just saw right. Ben a little bit better.
And as a former tight end, what do you think of DJ Tealavea?
He had a row. He actually played better than I thought as a guy going from tight end
I mean,
to
it's
tackle.
His first game doing it.
Yeah, he didn't look bad, Mike. Trust me, he didn't do everything right. But he went full speed,
right.
And he was hitting somebody. And I like that about him.
Mm-hmm. By the way, there's one play I saw where he kind of got road graded. He kind of got pushed backwards about 5 yards. There's one. There was another where he actually looked pretty good in a red zone.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys. Like when he made the pull on the tackle, I mean on the touchdown, was able to get a piece of the defensive back so the running back can get around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want him as a third tackle though.
Now,
Not yet.
Could you carry 300 some odd pounds and become a tackle?
If they were going to give me tackle money, heck yeah.
Yeah, but why did you do it? You were already the best blocking tight end of the NFL.
Because I was still catching balls. I was still catching balls. You told me to.
I just throwing it out.
You remember what was the guy? Dixon, who mm-hmm. played guard for Miami yeah. when I was there. Dixon was what 6'3", 280.
Right.
And they moved to my left tackle. Yeah.
Well, one of the biggest human beings I've ever met, and I remember I was working with David Pollack at the time at the Super Bowl. Jonathan Ogden came by. Mm-hmm. I was like, "How do you?"
He's a big man.
I'm like, Pollack, how do you get around that?
He does it.
It's almost like a transformer. It's like a bus standing up on the back wheels.
They're not built like that anymore. You don't see big tackles like Ogden, mm-hmm. like Walter Jones, Orlando Pace. You don't see those guys anymore.
The Falcons, by the way, have a big guy who's kind of versatile, too. Speaking of guys kind of doing the cross-training thing. And by the way, if you missed it earlier, Carl and I talked about this earlier in the week. We need to go pick up another tackle. We need some more depth on the O-line before camp breaks.
You got to find somebody that can come in and be – I don't think that third tackle's on the roster.
Right.
And we know how important this is because the third tackle for the Falcons played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, remember Compton went in when Schrader got his foot injury.
You
got
to find it, and people you might take it for granted. Oh, why are y'all talking about a third tackle? I promise you, I've been on teams where I had to go play tackle because we didn't have a third tackle.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to have that guy.
Hey, give me some more Julio real quick about the idea of getting more catches and touches in the red zone. Julio, your thoughts on that? He's into it. All right, guys, appreciate the feedback. What's that?
I'm sorry, Greg. Catching.
You said that.
I did say that.
Well, we're going to use it at the end of the program. Randy was talking about.
I did say
his
that.
His proclivity for catching balls. Hey, man, some other stuff out there. Guys said, what's this I'm reading about Poe? Speaking of guys who can, cross train. Dontari Poe was used as an offensive piece in Kansas City from time to time. Andy Reid would have some fun with it. But here's a guy that they know if they had to can throw a football. I mean, you can do a number of things with Poe. Do you think this year we'll see Poe, Sarkisian, use him in some kind of wacky gadget playing around?
I do. Because. One reason, Mike, it's a copycat league. I mean, and when people say that, no, it really is.
Right.
It really, really is. And you see how Andy Reid used this guy mm-hmm. as far as you put him in a shotgun, let him do a jump pass. They throw him flat routes into the in the front part of the end zone.
Right.
They do so many things with him, and I really think that he will possibly be that fullback on short yards and goal line they use.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.